This is Zachary Newman, and today I'm joined by Jim Julian of Asheville's Fringe Arts Festival.
My name is Jim Julian, and I am the artistic co-director of the Asheville Fringe Arts Festival.
Fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about Fringe Fest's history?
Well, actually, Fringe Festival started with the Edinburgh Fringe, which started in 1947 in Edinburgh, Scotland. It came out of a group of theater people that were not allowed to participate in an international theater festival in Edinburgh. So they decided to put on shows in church basements and garages in kind of the outlying areas of the downtown area of Edinburgh. And that's where it got its name, the Fringe. And it kind of blossomed after that. Edinburgh was kind of the original spot, but it caught on quickly in Europe and in Canada and in a few cities in the United States, but it's kind of blossomed in the last 10 years that we've seen at our end of the Asheville Fringe experience and all that. We have been a performing arts festival for now coming up on our 17th year.
That's fantastic.
So we've been doing it for a while, yeah. So
nice. Is there anything new this year that you're looking forward to, that you're excited about?
Well, we've got we've got a pretty diverse offering of performing arts this year. There are a couple that I think are particularly kind of notable in terms of some of the type of work that's being presented. We have a group coming in to the Sly Grog Lounge this year performing. They're doing an opera that's kind of based on a Russian agent, a young woman who has apparently kind of infiltrated the NRA, and they have created, this group has created a little mini opera about this, and I'm looking it up now on my little sheet. It's called For Love of Country, and it's by the Perspective Collective. And it'll be at the Sly Grog Lounge on Thursday, January 24th at 5, and then Saturday at 5 on January 26th. And that one I'm very curious about. We have not presented opera as part of our performing groups at Fringe before, so that their proposal was very fascinating. We also have a performer by the name of Zoe Laird, who is doing a piece called Potty People. And it is a piece that's also being performed at the Sly Grog Lounge. And it's on Friday and Sunday. And it is a multiple character piece around a one-woman show with multiple characters that revolve around bathroom and bathroom behavior. I'm kind of fascinated by seeing that one as well. So, but they're quite, I mean, there's everything from dance to puppetry to spoken word, music, and of course opera. So it's pretty wide. That's partly the Fringe model, is really presenting a pretty wide variety of work in one festival, and particularly pieces that are original, are kind of daring, you know, maybe are collaborative, where you have like artists who don't normally work together, like poets and dancers or sculptors and musicians, that sort of thing. So anyway.
That's fantastic. How many venues this year are participating in total?
I think we have 9 different venues this year, maybe 10 if you count. But we have a number of smaller venues and bigger venues, and they run from the Lazoom Purple Bus, which is our mobile venue that will be traveling around on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's great.
Traveling around. and visiting a variety of places and seeing a variety of different kind of art forms. But we have, do you want me to list them? Would that be helpful?
That could
kind of
be, yeah, that might help.
Okay. Yeah, we've got two shows at Downtown Books and News on Lexington, and we have several shows at the BB Theater downtown on Commerce Street. We have a couple of nights of performances at Mothlight in West Asheville on Haywood. We have a pretty wide offering of performances at the Magnetic Theater down in River Arts District. And then we have a slew of performances at Sly Grog Lounge, kind of down at the south end of the downtown area there off of Patton and Haywood. We have a couple of evenings performances of at the Habitat Tavern on Broadway, on North Broadway. We have several shows and really interesting, wild shows at Static Age Records on Lexington. And then we've got some experimental music performances at the District Wine Bar down by the Wedge Brewery down there, down in the River Arts District. And then, of course, we have 3 days of performances on the Lazoom bus that will be picking up people at the Lazoom Room there on Biltmore. So.
Nice. And I think you may have already touched upon this, but I have to ask, is there any acts this year that you're really looking forward to?
Well, I mentioned Potty People and For Love of Country, but there's also a pretty interesting grouping. We in the festival, most of the shows are about an hour long. That's kind of the fringe model. It's about a 60-minute performances. But we had a number of artists that had shorter pieces that applied to the festival. So we kind of married some artists together that had like 30-minute pieces or less and put them together to kind of make an hour-long double feature show. And we've got a few that are triple features, you know, they're kind of shorter pieces. And there is a piece that we're doing, a double feature at the Static Age, the record store there in Lexington, that is an amazing group of artists. There is a group called Cafe Negro, and it's three African-American artists, rapper, stand-up comedian, musician, and we have them performing a double feature with the Grandma, and the Grandma is one of the really amazing performance artists here in Asheville, and the Grandma has done quite a few interesting performances at the Auditorium, but this is a piece that's kind of focused on homelessness, called Distorted Reflections. And so I think folks that come out to see that will be surprised, maybe a little shocked, but certainly they will see a performance that they will see nowhere else. So I recommend that one. So
all right, well, Jim, thank you so much. Hope to get to some of these shows.
Yeah, yeah. And you can get tickets now online at AshevilleFringe.org, and there's lots of descriptions of the shows and all that. So if your listeners are interested in fringing this weekend, they can find out more there.
All right, wonderful. Once again, thank you again.
You're welcome, and thank you so much.